Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A while back, I had bought one of those mood rings. Have you guys ever seen them? You know, whenever you go on vacation and you go to one of these little novelty shops or these, you know, stores that have all these little tzatzkas there that are, by the way, it's tzatzka, not tchotchka. You guys mispronounce that. You call like little toys or gadgets tchotch. I don't understand that. It's tzatzkas. They're called tzatzkas, like a TS, like with a tzadi. All right, tzatzkas. You guys say it wrong, but anyway. So, you know, they have all these, all that, you know, these little toys and things like that, and then there's a mood ring. All right, so I got one of those a while back. I don't know what I spent on it, you know, $3.99 or something. I know I got taken. All right, well, I put it on today, and it started to kind of turn bluish, and I guess I don't have the little card anymore, but I remember bluish was supposed to mean you're all passionate. And you're in the mood. Like, I was like in the mood, my foot. You know, so of course I'm hiding that from my husband because I don't want him to look at that right now. I'm busy. I got a busy day. All right. I don't have, you know, 2.5 minutes to stop doing what I'm doing. All right. To, deal with the passion stuff. But, I find it interesting. One of you had a while back asked me what the science is behind that. You know, is it a body temperature issue? Of course it's a body temperature issue. You put these rings on. Have you guys seen them? You put these rings on. And depending on what your quote-unquote mood is or your body temperature is, it gives off a color. And that color then is supposed to tell you what kind of a mood you're in. So like I said, kind of the bluish, purplish blue meant you're kind of in a good mood, a little horny, you know, that kind of thing, okay? I know. Yeah, you know what? I'd rather not be the other colors. The other colors, okay, so like if it's like blue and not purplish blue is like calm and, you know, more relaxed. You're doing pretty good. Green, I guess it's supposed to be your average. Most of these colors at rest are green. We're talking about mood rings. Now, sometimes they start to turn yellowish, orange, red. That means you're getting more tense, more excited, more PMS'd. If it's like brownish gray, nervous, anxious. But if the ring is kind of black, if you go to about.com, it tells you what to do with each of the colors, what it means. Black means either you're really, really cold, okay, like it's cold outside, or the ring could be broke. Broken. Yeah, it's broke. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So basically, when you're all excited and you're all tense, you're vasoconstricting. So when you vasoconstrict, you tighten up the blood vessels that it will then shunt blood away from the extremities to the more central parts of the body. So technically, you have less vasodilation. And so actually, your fingertips could be colder. You see, as opposed to when you're relaxed, you have vasodilation, the blood vessels relax, they open up, you have some extra warmth. So blue, it's opposite. And I guess there's these crystals, I had to look it up. I guess there's these stones, it's like this quartz or glass shell that has these thermotropic liquid crystals that basically change color depending on temperature. And then it takes the wavelengths of light, it alters the wavelengths of light that gets absorbed or reflected, etc. And so, if you do like to live by the mood ring, you know, I'm going to put on my ring and see what kind of a mood I'm in. Go for sorts. You know, personally, I think there's other ways to realize if you're kind of in the mood and amorous and horny. I don't think you really need a ring to tell you. I think that is important to, if you want to kind of check to see if your husband, you know, is thinking about somebody else. You know, let's say he's on the phone with the office or whatever, okay? You know, you put the ring on him, and it's all like, you know, da-da-da-da, you know, he's all horny and stuff, right? Okay, and then you take the ring off, he has a conversation with you, and it turns black. You know, then I would say, yeah, you know, that could be a marriage breaker right there. But honestly, it's a fad. There's really not a lot of science to it except the fact that you have crystals that change color to certain heat. Okay, I think a lot of us just give off heat. What if you have a fever, for crying out loud? Okay, what if you have the flu? Okay, I mean, does that mean you have to have sex because the ring tells you to? No. Okay, you have the flu. It's a temperature issue. All right, so that's mood rings for you. See, you learned something on this show. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. There was a study that had come out a while back talking about cyclists and male cyclists and, you know, how it could affect fertility. Well, apparently a study came out saying, no, that's been debunked. Don't you love that word, debunked? Okay, so it's debunked. Men could still be fertile. The cycling does not hurt their testicles. However, okay, with a capital H, we have found that cycling could actually put you more at risk for prostate cancer. Now, this isn't that much of a surprise because we've talked about how many jobs that include a lot of pelvic movement seem to have an increased risk of prostate cancer. Remember we talked about firefighters. You know, it's a very well-known fact in the firefighter world that many of these firefighters are more prone to prostate cancer because, you know, the bouncing up and down in the fire truck. Fire trucks have got to be the coolest motor vehicle out there. I thought police cars were my favorite, but I think the fire truck is because the fire truck, oh my gosh. I mean, you can have like a whole house. You could live in a fire truck. You got plenty of water. I really dig the color. Well, I used to dig the color when it was red. Now fire trucks are of different colors. But anyway, we're going to talk about going back to cyclists. They show that the prostate cancer risk does rise in male cyclists over 50. So for those of you that like to bicycle, I'm so proud of you for exercising. I think that's important. But we need you to check your prostate. We'll talk about that. And then it looks like if you have obese siblings, you are 5 times more likely to become overweight. But you could counteract that if you have some healthy friends and if you get away from the siblings. So another excuse to avoid the family reunion. And then many of us tell us to stick it where the sun don't shine. Well, if sunshine does get to do what it needs to do, it can prevent colon cancer. So we'll talk about how we got to get sunshine up in there. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Ronald wants me to talk about the best type of exercise. If I could pick an exercise, what is the best? All right, now by best, I'm not sure if he means the biggest bang for your buck, the best in terms of health. I can't say there's one best exercise. To me, the best exercise for you is the one that you could stick with, okay? Running, for me, appeared to be the quote-unquote best exercise in terms of keeping my weight down, burning calories, keeping myself in shape, and something that I could do. But it ended up not being the best exercise overall because I have a lot of arthritis in my knees and my back and my neck. And the asphalt you know, hitting against the asphalt and not having the amount of shock absorption that I think I needed to for the amount of running I did caused me to sustain a lot of trauma to my bones and joints. So I don't think running is the best exercise, even though I'll use that term very liberally by saying, you know, running for me is the best exercise. It's better for me than cycling. Cycling, and we'll talk about the prostate cancer risk story in a minute, but I want to deal with this email. You know, cycling, for some of you, you love the stationary bike. Wow, because you get to sit. You aren't pounding the pavement when you're running, so it's less shock to your body, less forces on your back and on your axial skeleton there. However, for me, I can't cycle. My knees are shot. My knees hurt. I cannot bicycle. It's horrible. For some of you, swimming may be the best sport, right? Swimming, great. It doesn't put a lot of stress on your joints. You get to swim, etc. For me, swimming is not good. I don't do really well with swimming, okay? My upper body starts to get really muscular, and then I don't look very ladylike. You know, I already kind of have big, broad shoulders as it is. I'm not the most petite thing, so I don't like the way I look. I don't like swallowing the water. I don't want to drink other people's pee. So for me, swimming isn't, but it's a phenomenal exercise. So, I mean, if you're deciding to work out and you want to pick the best exercise, what I would probably tell you to do is do a potpourri. I hate the word potpourri, but do a potpourri or a variety of different exercises. Lift weights for maybe 10 minutes. Do a little aerobics for a little bit. Do some Pilates. Do some yoga. I really love weightlifting. I did weightlifting. That's probably why I got the shoulders I did. I did weightlifting in high school. I'm still very girly. I just really liked it, and I could do it. It was just something I could do. I mean, I've tried so many sports. My best sports were running and weightlifting. It was a class back in the 80s where you would Monday, Wednesday, Friday weightlift, Tuesday, Thursday aerobics. It was just one of those classes. It was weird. I liked the weightlifting much better than the aerobics, because with the aerobics, you have to watch the Jane Fonda tapes. Remember? And to the left. And to the left. And slide. Yeah, you know, she would do the, you know, yeah, the to the left. Yeah, no, it wasn't the cha-cha slide song. It was, she would, you know. So I am so sick of the whole Jane Fonda workout tapes that I liked weightlifting. So for me, that was good. But it all depends on what you're exercising for. If you're exercising for cardio and to try to strengthen your heart, then absolutely cardio-type activities like your running, your jump roping, your fast walking, your bicycling, those things are great, assuming your heart can handle the stress, okay? I'm not a big fan of people doing it for 3 hours at a time. But, you know, then cardio is great. If you're doing it, well, I want to lose weight, okay? Well, how do you want to lose weight? Is it a calorie issue? Because we'll quickly review what the calorie expenditure is per activity. Or is it you want to gain muscle and increase your metabolism? Now, many of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, and you do, you say it like that, Dr. Dahlia. You're like, oh, hi, okay. Or doc. You'll say, once I start working out, I don't lose weight. In fact, I gain weight. And, you know, and everybody always says, well, you're gaining muscle. No. You're not putting on that much muscle to gain the weight. When you start to exercise and exercise rapidly, and we've talked about this on the show, the reason why you don't lose weight and you possibly gain weight is because you actually slow your metabolism down reactively. It's a defense mechanism from your body. You're starting to work out and your body's not used to this type of activity. So your body's like, wait a second, for years he's been expending this much calories, he's been taking in this many calories, all of a sudden now he's running 5 miles? Whoa, he's going to starve to death. Something's wrong. He may be fleeing from a Tyrannosaurus Rex. We, because that's how our bodies were designed. So if he's on the hunt or being chased and being the huntee, we need to make sure we hold up his food stores, because if not, he's going to burn through his food too quickly. And so a lot of you, if you don't do this right, when you try to lose weight and you don't understand that your body's metabolism will vary and change. Now, some of us have baseline metabolisms that are high, and then some of us have baseline metabolisms that are low. I'm a low baseline metabolism, and that really sucks the big one. It really does. I hate that. Okay, however, you will also have fluctuations and variances in your metabolism. You know how women are always griping about how they gained weight during their period? They go, well, it's probably water weight, etc. Yeah, you may hold on to some water because of you having a period, and so we don't want you to become hypovolemic. So absolutely, it's a defense mechanism, but your metabolism slows also. Maybe it's the progesterone dropping. Maybe it's the estrogen having dropped after you had ovulated a couple weeks before. Or maybe it's just because you're, quote, unquote, in a state of stress. Okay? And the body is not going to want you to lose energy stores while you're having your period. Well, same thing with many of you men that start to exercise right away. So I always recommend that when you start to exercise, don't go from 0 to 90. Very slowly, gradually go into an exercise program so that the body's not going to go, wait a second, wait a second, looks like this is the norm. I don't have to go into crisis mode and shutdown mode and hibernation mode and protection mode. That's why these crash diets or these fad diets or these starvation diets don't work. You stop eating, the body's like, holy crap, something's wrong. And it slows down the metabolism. So let's look at some of the calorie expenditure of some of these exercises. And we've talked about this, okay? Let's say you want to go shuffleboarding, okay? Is shuffleboarding an adequate exercise for grandma? It's pretty damn good, okay? If grandpa's about 180 pounds, you could actually burn 245 calories an hour. This is according to NutriStrategy.com, for NutritionStrategy.com. If you weigh about 130 pounds and you shuffleboard, you could burn 177 calories an hour. Not too bad. Right? Now, even though, unfortunately, we've realized a calorie in and calorie out diets don't seem to work, where if you take in 1,600 calories a day, you know, if you want to lose weight, you need to burn 1,800 calories. I think many of us have realized that's not always the case. However, it's still a nice guide. Okay? You know, you don't want to overtake calories. I think calorie counting is still very useful and very pertinent and relevant in this day and age. It just doesn't seem to be the exact math that we wish it would be. Okay? Well, I took in 1,800 calories. Because, you know, a lot of you guys, you wear, I think, the body bug. What is that where you walk around with it and you input what you've eaten? It looks at what you, how your exercise is. It guesses your calorie expenditure. And a lot of you guys do well with that. Well, the reason why you do well with that is because you're watching and you're placing close attention. You're probably eating less. So it works. It's not an exact science. Okay, now running. Let's say you go jogging and you do about a 12-minute mile. If you run like a 12-minute mile, okay, per hour, if you were over 200 pounds, you could easily burn about 745 calories that hour. That's a lot, okay? If you're about 130 pounds, you could burn about 472 calories, okay? That's running the 12-minute mile. That's slow. My best mile time was like a 6-minute mile. I did a 6-minute mile back in high school. If I could keep that up and then I run, okay, 60 minutes, 10 miles, and I keep up that pace, I could burn almost 1,000 calories. I could burn over 1,000 calories with my weight. What, I weigh about 115 pounds? No. But, you know, you got to keep that up. Cross-country running, anywhere from 500 calories an hour to 800 calories an hour. What if you are on your yacht, right? All right, like Thurston Howell on his yacht. You burn calories if you sail. Okay? I mean, if you're competitive sailing, you know, and you're kind of moving that sail, you know, back and forth, port side, starboard, doing whatever the hell you do on a boat, you could burn a lot more calories, about, you know, 300-400 calories. But if you are on a yacht, a couple hundred calories. If you sit and you play with your pets, you could be burning a couple hundred calories playing with the pets. Trampoline, about 250 calories. Walking, a couple hundred calories per hour. Key is you gotta do that for an hour. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now's the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a recent study published online in the Journal of Men's Health says that men who are cyclists over the age of 50 have an increased risk of prostate cancer. Apparently, researchers from the medical school and the Department of Epidemiology and Public Health at the University College London wanted to look at the effects of cycling on erectile dysfunction, infertility, and prostate prostate health, and they called this study Cycling for Health UK Study. Now, they looked at 5,000 participants from a range of cycling backgrounds, some people who were like marathon cyclers, and then some of us who like to ride our big wheel. And they wanted to look at erectile dysfunction, incidence rates, and fertility, prostate cancer. Now, previous research had suggested a link. Remember, we talked about this a few years ago, where there was a link between people who bicycled having erectile dysfunction. They did not find a relationship between cycling and erectile dysfunction or infertility this time around. So that's good. So for those of you going, well, you know, I don't want to have to take Viagra, so let me pick a different sport. No, that should not affect. If you're having erectile dysfunction issues, I wouldn't blame the cycling. I would probably blame something else. Remember, I want you to exercise. I want you to love the type of exercise you do. And cycling is fun. Even though I can't do it because my knees are shot, I think, oh my gosh, because you get to, you know, the sound of the bike. I love the sound of the bike. You got the sound of the 10 speed, got the sound of the bike, you get to turn. Uphill stinks, but downhill is like really, really fun. I was in Hawaii. We were at Mount Haleakala. That's, I guess, the volcano. And there were people bicycling. You saw the people bicycle down the hill. You saw people on the side of the road going up the hill, kind of out of breath. And I'm like, are you okay? Because, you know, that's really high altitude. It goes up to 10,000 feet. I'm like, really? You guys want to be doing this? Drink some water. You know me, I'm rolling down my window yelling at everybody on the bike. Oh, you got to be careful. Wear your sunscreen. Oh, don't forget to use your hand signals. They're like, leave me alone. And then I get out of my car, and I feel like such an athlete because I had to do a 0.1-mile hike to get to the crater. Okay, anyway. Now, so previous research had showed there could be a link. This study said, no, you're okay. It won't cause infertility. It won't cause erectile dysfunction. The sperm should be good. Everything else that has to deal with that and your sexual function should be fine. However, they did find a correlation between increased cycling time and risk for prostate cancer in the participants greater than 50. They obviously didn't use participants under than 50 because they accounted for less than 1% of the diagnosis. I mean, if you took, you know, what did they look at? They looked at 5,000 people. So if you added in the 20 or 30 year olds into that group, then it would skew the results. So if you just looked at the 50 year olds on up, they said the risk was especially high for those of you who cycle more than 8.5 hours a week. So that's like an hour and a half a day of cycling. There's not a lot of you out there. Now, the data for the study was collected via an anonymous online survey, and the researchers cited their use of self-reporting as a weakness that could lead to potential inaccuracy. Absolutely. You know, if somebody doesn't care and they do the study and they just fill in the blanks when they're doing it while Facebooking or Candy Crushing or watching 24, then no, you know, you may not get a lot of good data. What I urge scientists to do is let's look at all these men with prostate cancer, okay, and then go back and go, well, what were your daily activities? That's not the most accurate way either, because now you're like, oh, really? You had oatmeal at 10 a.m.? Well, then look at all these people who had their oatmeal. Oatmeal causes prostate cancer. Nah. You can't do that. However, it'd be very interesting to see. Now, it's what I tend to notice is prostate cancer is a lot more common in my African-American male patients. And I'm starting to notice it more in my 50-year-olds. I'm seeing a lot of 50-year-olds have it, but not many of them are cyclists. So I find that interesting. Now, one of you had asked me if Lance Armstrong's testicular cancer was caused by his doping or was it caused by his bicycling? Well, I don't think we'll ever know. Okay, because when you dope and if you use exogenous substances to enhance your body, and I don't know if he ever used growth hormone or steroids or something that could incite and so we know he used erythropoietin. Lance Armstrong, famous cyclist, who came clean telling us that he doped and he had been using erythropoietin. He lost his medals. Erythropoietin is helps increase your blood. How erythropoietin works is it increases your blood's ability to carry oxygen. And so you get more oxygen to your tissues. So you have a better workout, you're less fatigued, can help build blood cells. Erythropoietin is a very, very important hormone. And it's something that's already naturally in your bloodstream. So if you do a blood test for erythropoietin, all of us have erythropoietin levels. So it's a lot easier to hide. Alright. I don't think erythropoietin could have caused a testicular cancer. Lance Armstrong's testicular cancer could have just been luck of the draw. Unfortunately, bad luck of the draw. He just had cancer. Testicular cancer does happen to younger men. But could there have been an issue because of the bike? You know, I'm not a guy. So I don't know where everything gets pushed to when you sit on a bike. I never talk to my brothers about that kind of stuff. I have two younger brothers, and I have an older sister. So I'm like the second oldest. And one of the brothers I grew up with, because he was only 4 years younger than me, the other brother, I was 16 roughly when he was born. So I never got to talk to him about his genitals. Yet my other brother, the one who's about 4 years younger, you know, it's funny. Even to this day, I don't think I talk to my brother about anything personal like that. I think once I asked him about his sex life, and I don't know why, because I really don't care. No, I don't think my brother's not the type to talk to me about that kind of stuff. And so I don't think I ever asked him when he, because when we both got bikes, he got a dirt bike and I got a 10-speed. So for me, I just hopped on that sucker. Now, true, I fell and hit the bar a couple times, but, I didn't really have anything to really bruise down there. My brother would be on the dirt bike, but I remember he lost interest in the dirt bike. And I didn't understand that because he really wasn't a TV watcher. And I'm like, you love that dirt bike. And he didn't really go into any detail. So my guess now, in my 40s, I'm thinking back, my guess is something might have happened. I got to call him up and I have to ask him. I got to look up his number. I don't even know his number. It's got to be on my smartphone. That's what we'll do. We'll call him up at work and we'll ask him if he has had any scrotal injuries to bicycles. I forget why that's relevant. Why did I bring that up? Oh, so anyway, so I've never really had a guy to talk to. My husband was never a cyclist, so he would just say, I have a lot of guy friends, but none of them bicycle. So I guess it either pushes to the left or pushes to the right. But see, this is where there's a study. And if any of you kids out there need to come up with a science fair project for school next year, that would be a real good study. You have to come up with a hypothesis for a science fair project. You could say, if people get cancer, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and we think it's related to cycling, all right, my hypothesis is if everything leans to the right, then the right will get affected. Whatever's hitting the seat or the bar, whatever's to the left. Yeah, see, that would be a real good science fair project. And no, you don't have to put dirty pictures up. I mean, have you ever seen a scrotum, a diagram of a scrotum? It's really not dirty. Yeah, I mean, it looks like a pit of a fruit with a bunch of worms on top of it because of the epididymis. Yeah. So teachers won't. I don't know. Great science fair project, guys. Honestly, think about that one. Yeah. My kid has my kid's science fair project. I've already decided what we're going to do. We're going to do that one. Remember those kids started that in Amsterdam where you look and see if the Wi-Fi is killing off your plants. All right, they looked and tried to see which plants grow, depending on where they are next to the Wi-Fi. We're going to do that, too, except we're going to take it a step further. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
All right, guys, we
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Lo and behold, my brother is on the line. We were talking about bicycling and hurting scrotum. Who better to talk about that stuff than my brother, Josh? Hi, Josh!
Hi.
Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to embarrass you. I was talking about bicycling. It's a medical topic, you know, bicycling being related to prostate cancer, and I was trying to think back to when we were kids in the late 1990s, and how you used to have a dirt bike, and then all of a sudden you stopped riding your dirt bike. Is it because you hurt your testicles?
I won't lie, you know, that smarted, okay? But, you know, I performed a quick inventory to, you know, see, you know, if all three were okay, and, yeah, we were fine.
You have three testicles? How come you didn't tell me that? That's cool. Well, you could donate one, you know.
I can?
Yeah, you can. You can play. Yeah.
I'll tell your husband and see what we can come up with. Maybe we're the same blood type.
All right. Tell me, you know, I talk about my family a lot on the show. Nice things, of course. Will you please tell my listeners, was I a cool big sister?
Yeah. Good. I mean, you were like an older sister.
No, I wasn't.
But yeah, you were pretty cool. You know, you're all right. I mean,
okay. You suck. You know. You suck. Anyway, you're actually older than me now. How's your prostate doing? Have you gotten your prostate checked?
I did. They didn't find any watches or anything up there. They said everything was of human anatomy, which is good. You know, back to the bicycle incident, he did note that it kind of, the colon was shaped like a banana seat. But other than that, there were no polyps.
Polyps? Prostates don't have polyps. That's the colon. Are you lying to me? You didn't even get your prostate checked. I told you, remember at Thanksgiving, I told you I want your prostate checked. I want your colonoscopy done. And if nobody does it, then I'm going to do it.
No, I did. I called up Craigslist. You know, I went on Craigslist, and he said there were no polyps on my prostate. Now, you know, I'm starting to question his credentials.
Well, Josh, thank you again for being my much older brother, and thank you for sharing the health of your testicles. It really helps. It's nice to have family I could count on.
Solid.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Call Mom. I don't want to talk to her. You call Mom. All right. Love you, bye. All right, thank you for joining us. Sorry, that was, yeah. Okay, good. Oh, I got to be very, very careful. Sometimes I never know who's listening to the show, and I got to be really, really careful, especially if I'm making fun of any family members. All right, let's move on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, very, very interesting. Marijuana may actually now be in short supply in Seattle because apparently the whole legalization of marijuana, people being able to now buy it for recreational use, went bonkers. I mean, this was bigger than Billy Bass fish mouth. This was bigger than the pet rock, than the chia. I mean, wow. And I guess Cannabis City owner James Lathrop, he opened up a Seattle pot shop this week, and there are concerns that he or other vendors may actually sell out. This is the second state now after Colorado to allow retail sales of recreational marijuana to adults. Now, it is still heavily regulated and taxed. It was approved back in November 2012. Stores are beginning operations this week. They expect 20 to be open statewide, only 20 for the whole state. Now, they said when Colorado had their big pot launch, all right, they said it kind of went pretty smoothly. All right, they've collected millions of dollars per month in tax revenues. Now, Washington, they say it might have been a little bit more chaotic. And I don't know if more people in Washington smoke pot than Colorado. I don't know what the lines look like. My guess is it was worse than Apple or iPhone. Anyway, they say pot regulators, business owners, and analysts say pot could sell out in Washington within hours or days of the grand opening that happened yesterday. They also say there's limited harvests by licensed growers and processors because they failed to clear regulatory hurdles to get their product on the market. That, I wonder how that happened. I mean, okay, it's been illegal to grow pot. All of a sudden, there's a law saying, okay, we could sell pot, but if nobody had grown it, I don't know how long it takes for a cannabis plant to grow. Do any of you guys know how long it takes to grow pot? I mean, my guess is you need at least a regular plant season, right? 6 months? It takes 6 months to grow pot. So, oh, 3 to 6. Oh, okay, good. Okay. Oh, I'll start. I can't. It's illegal in my state. So, they, you know, it's not like people could have said, oh, yeah, you know, we've had a supply this whole time. Now let's go and okay, here, you could just come here. We'll package it. You want paper or plastic? They actually had to, okay, now that's legal, let's go ahead and allow growers to grow it, unless the government does have people growing it for, I don't know, maybe there's some covert operation where they've been growing pot all along, so then once it, I don't know. But, I mean, the law passed about a year and a half ago, so that should have been plenty of time for people to grow. But then again, I'm not an expert on weed, so I don't know how much of a plant is needed to roll a doob. My guess is looking at some of these leaves, you probably need a few leaves. Or maybe you use the stock. Maybe you could even put the roots in there. I'm sure they smoke everything. Maybe even the weeds next to it. The weeds next to the pot. And you roll it up. So, I mean, my guess is you could easily consume a plant probably in 5 minutes, per person. So that's a lot. All right. So there's this gold rush mentality, they say now, according to the Huffington Post, about this marijuana. And a lot of us who have been starving or dying of thirst because of this recession is looking at this. I mean, you know, here we are for the last 5-6 years, been wrecking our heads and our brains on what do we do, you know, to support our families. What do we do to incite employment and incite the economy in our communities? And all of a sudden, you see this gangbuster potapalooza going on in Seattle, and you're like, wait a second here. Now, okay, so, you know, people who are for recreational marijuana are like, yay, hoo-hoo, yee-hee-ha. All right, and for those of us who are a little bit more concerned about what could be going on in society in terms of safety and driver safety, et cetera, you know, we're kind of scratching our heads going, well, what did everybody do when they bought their pot? Now, I think grams of pot were selling between $15 and $30. They say some tourists may even pay $30. There are people flying to Seattle to get their marijuana, right, and smoke it. Is it really, guys, is it really that awesome? Is it? See, I can't see how pot could compare to a Hershey's bar. I don't understand that. Or how it could compare to a succulent, medium rare piece of prime rib. If you told me that I could sit down for 5 minutes and gorge on a piece of prime rib, all right, or gorge on a candy bar, or I could instead sit there and smoke something, I would be like, to hell with that, let me eat my meat. I don't understand. I mean, in medical school, they really need to try this. All right, so let me see. They had, I guess they call it Double Purple Doja, Space Needle, Dutch Hawaiian. One place sold out 36,000 bags. Wow. Wow. Well, I think we found the cure to our recession. Now what do we do with everybody smoking pot? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again.
Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.